Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Quicken Loans Studios right here in Houston. Once again, it is time for the fastest 2 hours in radio, the Big E Sports Show. We've got a very special program planned on this Father's Day weekend, always giving you the very best that we've got, a full recap of the NBA Finals, the College World Series, some Major League Baseball news and notes, and we will take time for some book reviews. So we've secured some outstanding guests. Always good to have back with us. Our leadoff guy tonight is Andy Pondillo. How are you, Andy, from Yahoo?
I'm doing fantastic today.
Okay, so we've got a lot of ground to cover. And the first thing I want to talk to you about before we get into some MLB, the NBA Finals. There's a bow around the season. It's all complete. It's done. The Golden State Warriors are the champs. What was your biggest takeaway from the finals?
I think it's good to see a true best team in the NBA, clear best team in the NBA win the finals this year. And the Warriors, obviously the best team in regular season play. And they're going to go down is what, maybe a top 10, top 20 team of all time, the way they are able to complete this sealed deal. A lot of times we see teams have really good regular seasons that fall just a bit short of the championship.
Let's move ahead. We've invited you on to open up and talk about some MLB, and obviously with the Astros right here in our backyard, give us your opinion on this whole hacking scandal. I mean, this is amazing.
I'm kind of confused on what the Cardinals were doing. Jeff Luhnow used to work for the Cardinals, was in their front office. He developed some systems over there, and then he brings the ideas that he had in place and brings it to Houston, builds his own computer system. He's full of analytics, full of different analytics. The guy that's, I think, revolutionized the shift in baseball, shifts more than any other team, and it's highly successful. I think the Cardinals wanted to figure out what he took from St. Louis and brought to Houston, and maybe what he's thought up all on his own to develop his own type of scouting system, type of analytical system, how they're going to do trades, the shifts, a little bit of everything. Cardinals and Astros don't play each other much at all anymore, being in different leagues. So it's cheating, yes, but it's not like Deflategate where people try to compare the two. They weren't directly doing something on the field. I think the Cardinals will pay pretty decently for this once all the details come out from the FBI.
And so what is the latest? The Cardinals have opened their own internal investigation into this alleged hacking.
That's what I believe, and it doesn't seem good for the Cardinals right now. Nothing seems promising on their front. Like it's all alleged, so we can't say they're guilty. They're innocent until proven guilty in any type of situation. But based on the facts that are out there right now, somebody's going to get in trouble in the Cardinals' front office. The issue is, how high up does it go? Does it go up to the GM? Does it go up to the ownership? Who's at fault? We're going to figure out, I think, in the coming weeks.
Okay, so let's transition as we were just examining that. The Astros, they're back to their winning ways again. And anytime, never doubt them. I mean, you think they're down, but they're never out, and they get back. How were they able to do it and get those bats going?
They have found a way all season long. Every time you think the Astros are falling apart, people are saying these are going to be the real Astros. They don't hit for a high average. They aren't going to keep scoring runs. They keep scoring runs. They find a way to get back on the saddle. And it's all started with Carlos Correa, in my opinion. Everything in this lineup of late has gone through him. The stolen bases, the power, and even his defensive play out there. He's showing that he's a true five-tool elite player. George Springer also at the leadoff position. Those two now batting 1-2 in the lineup. It could be the most dynamic 1-2 in all of the American League. The lineup's still going to be streaky. They depend way too much on home runs. That's something that could be frightening once you get to postseason play, yet you're starting to see different types of hitters emerge. Preston Tucker has had some strong showings. He's got his power bat going. So these young guys that they're bringing up to the big leagues, they have more elements to their game than maybe some of the veterans. You mix those two, you could have a successful offense going further.
Okay, what about Jose Altuve?
Jose Altuve right now hurt with a hamstring injury. He's been day-to-day. I don't know if a disabled list stint is coming up. It could be. Those hamstring injuries are really hard to distinguish. Sometimes they last a couple days. Sometimes they last a couple months. So you just hope that he's able to rest up. He's able to not do anything too strenuous that re-injures that. But he's having a solid season. He's not having the Altuve season that he did last year where he looked like Ichiro Suzuki.
Right.
And it's hard to expect anybody to repeat what he did last year. Yet he's a big cog in the middle of this order, and they're going to need him to produce, because when young teams get to August and September, a lot of times they start to fizzle. Altuve's been in the league a while. He's a consistent hitter. They're definitely going to need his bat, because a lot of these guys on the team are streaky, where Altuve is more of a constant.
The fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. We've opened up the mic. We've invited back Andy Pondillo with our MLB news and notes. We were talking about the Astros, but one of the hot questions, hot button Button questions is that we got 2 weeks left until the All-Star game. Should changes be made to the All-Star voting? The Royals have, what, 7-8 players?
Yeah, Commissioner Manfred is going to have to do something here. This happened several years ago. They stuffed the ballots in St. Louis where they had a ballot in the newspaper where all of the players were checked already. So literally all you had to do was cut out the ballot and submit it, and all the Cardinals players were voted in, and they got every single position basically in the All-Star game. This is a little different. This is the first year MLB has exclusively done their voting online, where they allow 35 votes per person until you clean your cookies on your computer, and then you can do it again. So it's really an unlimited amount. I don't know what they're doing over in Kansas City. I'd imagine radio stations, news stations are all behind us. I think it's very ignorant of the Kansas City fans what they're doing, actually. This game is for home field advantage. Kansas City is a team that thinks they can go to the World Series and win. Why would you not want the best players on the American League team if you're trying to get home field advantage? They got 8 players in right now. I'd say maybe 3 of them deserve it. Commissioner Manfred has to do something here. There needs to be competitive balance in the All-Star game. You can't just let the National League possibly mow over the American League or the Kansas City Royals of the American League.
Good stuff by Andy Pondillo in our weekly MLB news and notes. Have a great weekend, Andy.
Thank you. Always fun to join you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight as we're getting ready to talk some NBA finals. We're going to do a recap with our producer, Joe George. Stay close.